Chapter 3. Hear this word that Hashem hath spoken against you, O Bnei Yisrael, against the Kol HaMishpacho which I brought up from Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, You only have I known of all the Mishpachot Ha'adama, therefore I will punish you for Kol Avonotechem. Can Shonaim walk together except they be agreed? Will an Aryeh roar in the thicket when he hath no prey? Will a lion roar from his den if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a pach ha'aretz when his snare is not set? Can a pach spring up from ha'aretz without making a capture? Shall a shofar be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be disaster in a city and Hashem hath not caused it? Surely Adonai Hashem will do nothing, but he revealeth his sod unto his avadim ha'nevi'im. The Aryeh hath roared. Who will not fear? Adonai Hashem hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? Publish in the fortresses at Ashdod, and in the fortresses in Eretz Mitzrayim, and say, Assemble yourselves upon Hare Shomron, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppression in the midst thereof, for they have no das to do right. Saith Hashem, who store up Hamas and Shod in their fortresses. Therefore, thus saith Adonai Hashem, an adversary shall surround the land, and he shall bring down thy strongholds from thee, and thy fortresses shall be plundered. Thus saith Hashem, as the Roeh taketh out of the mouth of the Aryeh two legs, or a piece of an ozen, so shall the Bnei Yisrael be saved that dwell in Shomron, with the corner of a mitah, and the edge of a couch. Hear ye and testify in Beis Yaakov, saith Adonai Hashem Elohei Hatzavaos, on the yom that I visit her to punish the Peshaim of Yisrael, I will also visit to punish the Mizpachot of Beit El, and the horns of the Mizbeach shall be cut off and fall to Haaretz, and I will strike the Beis Hachoref with the Beis Hakaitz, and the batim of ivory shall perish, and the batim rabim shall have an end, saith Hashem.